This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. Karen, sit down.
Oh.
Shut up.
Karen.
Jeez,
God,
man.
Karen, man.
What now?
Well, if you're not familiar with the term Karen, it's not a woman named Karen. This could her name could have been Allison or Betty or Rebecca. I don't know what her name was.
Yeah?
But a Karen is basically usually an entitled mom with three kids. Karen is never given to a child. Karen is just spawned one day with a short haircut and three kids and asking where the manager is.
Yeah, you've never seen a little kid named Karen.
Never met a child named Karen. Never. Never.
But they always do something to piss everybody off. That's why they're called Karen.
Yep.
And
I've always
heard rumors and stories about Karens, and I've heard the legend of Karen, but until I encountered one this weekend, you guys.
Oh.
At Target, right? We ordered online, my wife, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Got this little miniature penguin, right? Little mini penguin she wanted to put in the house. But when it arrived in the box, the thing was like all tilted and it wouldn't stand up and it kept falling over.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to position it and the feet broke off because it was just a piece of junk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is terrible. So I'm going to take it back to the store real quick.
Yeah.
So I'm standing in line at Target.
That's where I get all my clearance deals, the people that return stuff online. But I digress.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. Feel free to go buy this broken penguin at the Franklin Target. Go ahead. So I'm sitting there waiting for this woman. When I walk up, this woman is standing there very visibly frustrated. She's got two kids, not three, but two kids in her shopping cart, right?
Oh, geez. How old are the kids?
Probably 5 and 7, all right?
Okay.
And horror.
Yeah. All right? So they're running around, and Karen is there with her fingers on the counter.
Oh, she's not
tapping
doing
them. Tapping them on the counter, and I go, oh my God, is this a real Karen in the wild?
No way.
Am I seeing a Karen in the wild right now?
They're natural habitat.
And I realize when the Target employee comes back apologizing to this Karen because she can't redeem her coupon. Because
Karen always has a coupon.
Uh-huh.
Karen was mad that her coupon expired the day before. And they wouldn't let her use it on the day of.
These people have got to get a life.
Because Karen was like, it just expired yesterday and I couldn't make it in yesterday. So you're telling me I can't use this coupon today? And they said, no, ma'am, I'm sorry. I went back and I talked to my manager. She says because it expired, our system won't let it go through. It just won't work.
I don't really know what the question is. It expired.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you're arguing with Karen.
Exactly.
I'd be like, Karen, it expired. I don't really know why we're arguing.
So I wanted to yell at Karen and I wanted to wrap my arms around Karen and go on her shoulders and go, listen, it expires for a reason. Get the hell out of the way. I just want to return this penguin. For the love of God, Karen.
Jesus, he's triggered.
Very triggered.
I'd never seen a Karen in the wild before.
You know why
never.
He's triggered? Because he returns stuff all the time.
I know.
I
just wanted to walk in and return that penguin and be done with my life. By the way, we looked up this weekend what the male equivalent of a Karen is.
What's the male name?
It's a Kyle.
Karen and Kyle.
So the Kyle.
I never knew any Jaggy Kyles.
Kyle is the guy with the khaki pleated pants, probably a tucked in polo shirt. He's got two kids, and Kyle's always upset because his wife couldn't get something done, so he comes in and complains for his wife. That's what Kyle's do. You got Karens, you got Kyles, they exist in the world. Don't be a Karen, please. Just don't.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.